This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
So glad to have you with us. Kevin McCullough saying thank you for being here. It is a breaking news night as we continue on the discussion of what has happened in London and the terror effect of what is going on as we have been observing it throughout the evening. It is a very traumatic experience, particularly for Britainers tonight, because of course, it was in their country just a few weeks ago that the attack in Manchester took place, and now, after what appears to have been a warning from ISIS in Al Nabab, the newspaper of ISIS, they had predicted that another attack was imminent. We are just learning details and trying to continue to confirm some of the discussion that has gone on some of the news networks. But 7 dead, 20 injured. The gang of 5 terrorists appear to have used basically a car and a bunch of long knives in their attack tonight. And so we are a little bit more somber than normal here at Radio Night Live. Normally we like to have fun. We like to make fun of things. We like to poke a lot of fun at the news of the week. I was loaded to come in here and let you know how people were responding to Kathy Griffin's plea that she was now the victim in the whole thing with holding up a severed head of Donald Trump. I just have a hard time even contemplating the name Kathy Griffin in a night where there are so many people that have lost so much, and yet another extreme example of what has happened to a country that has not taken their vetting process very seriously, nor have they dealt with the issue of what terrorists are doing within their borders very seriously. So it's something that we're going to continue to have to talk about. And the president, whether you like it or not, he has tweeted tonight a couple of times asking that we consider seriously strengthening our own travel ban. He said in a tweet a couple of hours ago, we need the travel ban as an extra level of safety. Of course, he means in addition to everything else that we need to do to ratchet up the protections of America. My guest tonight for the Ladies Lounge, I booked a couple of weeks ago with the intention of talking about a very special story that touched their lives. It was the birth of their newest child. And it was an adventure. It took place on the side of a road in a way that very few births have. They receive some measure of visibility and publicity for it here in the New York area. But I'm going to delay that discussion because both of them are significant editorial voices to major editorial outlets to the country. Bethany Mandel writes for The Federalist and a number of other excellent publications, but she's a senior writer for them. And her husband, Seth Mandel, manages the editorial pages for the New York Post. At least I believe that's what his day job is. And I have great appreciation for both of their insights. And they regularly make commentary on things around the world. Bethany and Seth Mandel, welcome back to the Kevin McCullough microphone. Bethany and Seth, welcome for the first time to you.
Thank you.
Let me go right to this, Seth. What should the New York newspapers read tomorrow morning? What should the headline be about what we're observing taking place in London tonight?
My first instinct is to say that due to the Jewish Sabbath, have been sort of off the grid for a day, and I'm just still catching up. So there's not too much more that I know, but in truth, that's probably the headline anyway, ironically enough, is that, you know, I don't think that we know all that much about the origins of what happened, and I think that the kind of confusion that and fear that this sort of attack and the one in Manchester and others sow is essentially the goal here. I think that we're it's early, but it sounds like we're seeing another installment of jihad in place,
yeah.
Which is the latest and easily the most terrifying version of the struggle against Islamist terrorism.
Bethany, when we think about this, you know, the terrorists have really changed their mode of operation since 9/11. That was airplanes and long time training and you know, big explosions and buildings crashing and technology and all that kind of stuff. We're talking about vans driving on bridges now and knives that are legal in most countries, and they walk around in gangs, and when the go is given, they get out and they terrorize. But this is really the new face of what we've seen, and in this Ramadan season now, 149 deaths at the hands of ISIS. If this attack is also ISIS, which it many are already saying that the warning that they issued a couple of days ago seems to indicate that. Your thoughts on the way that the terrorists are beginning to adapt to a society that's a little more aware of them?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like they are taking what they did in Israel and importing it into Europe, basically. These ramming attacks have been popular in Israel now for, Seth, I don't know how long, 4 or 5 years now we've seen this. And the Israelis, unfortunately, every step of the way have to sort of alter their daily lives in order to account for these terror attacks. And now, along major thoroughfares and at bus stops, anywhere where people congregate, there are, they look like giant flower pots, basically, but they prevent ramming attacks. And the Israelis sort of know how to deal with these things with those sorts of physical barriers, but they also deal with things in a way that's different from Europe in general. I mean, I think I was talking about this earlier with Seth. The scary thing about Manchester was how soon after people just sort of shrugged and went along with our lives, and there was no sort of gut check about the fact that this is the new normal in Europe. I mean, you go to a concert with your 13-year-old daughter to see Ariana Grande, and this could happen, and this did happen, and no one seems to be that shook up about it a couple
right.
days later.
Right. Well, and Seth, you know, you work for the New York Post. I'm regularly on the Fox News Channel. That's right in the heart of Midtown Manhattan. And the fact that we have in the U.S. some of those kind of similar targets, where Manchester was a public arena, but it had a big subway hub attached to it, easy to get into, low security, and the methodologies with which people that are really trying to export this terror and this fear are so doable. Like, that's the part that I think, especially as a father of three, that I sit here and I go, how is it? I mean, how do we protect ourselves in a truly open society in a way that you know, our families can go out and have an enjoyable day in a major metropolitan area without this, you know, becoming a reality that we might have to deal with ourselves?
Well, it's difficult, and New York is the center of these efforts in the United States, at least, being the target that it is. And you'll notice that over the years, the NYPD has become a premier counterterror agency, essentially.
Yeah, by necessity.
It's practically a federal agency, not that it's run by the feds, but that it has been elevated to a stature that is equal to those of other agencies fighting terror, and it has the most firsthand knowledge. And you often see turf wars between the FBI and the NYPD over this sort of thing, precisely because the NYPD is on a granular level trying to figure out what to do and how to prevent this, and a police force. In much of the time we talk about fighting terrorism on a war footing and not as a criminal justice matter. But the fact of the matter is, in cities like this, there is an important role for the police to play. And that does not mean treating it as a criminal justice matter or a matter for the courts only, but that the police have a unique vantage point.
Sure.
Because if you are a Metropolitan Police agency, you are dealing on a personal level with people every single day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It is, and a city like New York does community policing as a very high priority. So you're talking about the fact that you cannot police a city like New York. You cannot turn a city like New York into a safe city, which is what the NYPD did over the last 25 years, from a dangerous city to a safe city. You cannot do that without really working in the neighborhoods, within the communities, and you apply some of that to dealing with anti-terror stuff. Now, there are times that the NYPD finds itself in a difficult situation because they tried to apply this, for example, in what became known as the Muslim mapping.
Okay, Seth, hold that thought. Now, we're up against a commercial break, and I want to give you a lot of time to explain, because what you're about to explain is very, very vital. Seth and Bethany Mandel are our guests tonight in hour number two of Radio Night Live as the terror attack coverage.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What a little moonlight can do.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Normally on Saturday nights, we are making fun of a lot of the news of the week and having a lot of fun. Tonight, not so much. It is another tragic terror attack, this time in London, just days after the attack in Manchester. And sadly, it appears as though ISIS may have warned that this was coming in their own publication just a couple of days ago. They said another attack was on the way. In addition to that, I have a number of other details. And again, as we're just trying to keep you informed of what we know when we know it, the Sun newspaper in the UK is reporting 7 dead, 20 injured. That seems to jive with other news outlets and what they are saying in terms of the victims thus far. Some of the eyewitnesses are really telling some rather disturbing things. Throats being cut. One eyewitness that spoke with the BBC said that the three of these attackers that got out of the van, the van evidently was approaching some 50 miles per hour on the London Bridge. And when it was done hitting people with the vehicle, out came these knife brandishing figures and began to stab and cut throats of various people. One of the people that witnessed them in the Borough Market portion of the attack, which is kind of the secondary attack, said that they came up to one girl who they stabbed literally 10 to 15 times in a matter of seconds while she cried, help me, help me. And bystanders weren't able to get to her fast enough. This is a really compelling picture of what the evil that we are facing in the fight against terrorism is willing to do. This kind of bald-faced brandishment of coming to you. There are multiple reports by witnesses that say before they would stab or cut a throat of someone that they would shout, "This is for Allah." So as we continue to get more of the details, we will continue to supply them to you. And 20 injured in 6 different hospitals at the current count and 7 dead, if you're into the what the specifics of those things are. Joining me is the editorial director for the New York Post, Seth Mandel, and his wife, Bethany Mandel. They are both gifted writers and editors. Bethany, you read most often probably at The Federalist, but she's also written for websites that discuss international news on a grand scale. And they both have a real keen sense of global issues, and particularly terrorism. And as they are just coming off of Shabbat, we are very grateful that they have joined us. Seth, before the break, you were talking about the idea of footing that different police departments have to deal with, and you were about to make a very important point. I wanted you to have plenty of time to do that, so why don't you pick up where you left off?
Sure, thank you. Basically, what you see in these sorts of situations, in these terror attacks in the West, is they follow a pattern. They seem random, but as the stories progress, we learn that a perpetrator, for instance, traveled to Libya or wherever and had met with representatives of a terrorist organization or a cell there, gotten training and came back to Europe or to the United States to do some damage. And so one of the things that New York City was doing, which became controversial in large part because I think it was misunderstood to a certain extent, was what became known as the mapping program. And the purpose of the mapping program was when somebody would come from elsewhere, especially from abroad,
sure,
and be seeking to make trouble, where would they go? This is the key question, right? We're talking about how do you prevent these seemingly random attacks? Somebody, all they need is a driver's license to drive a van into people. All they need is a kitchen knife, you know, or worse, but these are accessible weapons.
Sure.
At this point. So how do you prevent them? So one way that the NYPD tried to do this is with the mapping program was the key question was, if somebody would travel to Libya and come to, let's say, New York, to try to do some damage, where would they go? And so this was a question of trying to map out communities, not to treat every Muslim in the city as a potential terrorist or a threat, but to understand the shape of the communities, because what you needed to know was who would take him in, who would give him money, where would his contacts be, where would he stay? What kinds of things would he do while here? There are the Muslim community in New York City is mostly, as any community, completely and totally closed doors to troublemakers like this.
Sure.
There are a couple of open doors, and that is not the general Muslim community at all. But the NYPD still needed to know where those couple open doors were the opportunity to try to figure out where he might be. So, for example, there was one case several years ago where the feds had said that they had tracked, they had intelligence telling them that an Islamic attacker had made it to New York City and was going to carry out something. But once he got to New York, they had no idea where he went. That's where the federal agents, that's where their intel stopped. They had no insight. So they went to the NYPD, and the NYPD said, we can help you. You know, here are the types of places he would go and whatever. Through the mapping program, they basically had sketched out where would somebody put yourself in his shoes. Where would he go and how would he get there? And they found him before he could make any trouble. So this is the sort of thing that it's possible that larger cities around the world, London, might do. Certainly when terror attacks happen, you often see NYPD officials travel abroad, sure, as well because of this specific knowledge that they have. So how to protect cities, this is one thing that might be that can be done.
Well,
but it's very tough, and you know, by what Bethany mentioned before, the Israel connection, which is that a lot of these types of attacks are often tried out in Israel. First you stop the inflow of weapons, and then they pick up knives and things like that.
Right.
Israel, what the best way that they have to stop these attacks, honestly, is informants in Palestinian communities. It's not quite the same thing as the mapping program at the NYPD.
Well, and the did we lose Seth?
Hello?
Yeah, your phone cut out there for a second. The well, it's interesting also in that the use of individually owned firearms is much more prevalent in Israel, and it seems like that there's this ability to kind of keep things. You know, the community mapping thing is so vital, but community defense I feel like is also vital. And you look at the places where they've been able to do the most damage. There's been a consistent set of circumstances that are typically true, and London is a very, very low, firearm equipped city in terms of individual citizens having them. Bethany and Seth, can you stay with me for another segment, because we've barely scratched the surface, and I really would like you to have the chance to tell a little bit of your story of how your most recent child came into this earth. Can you stay one more segment with me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm so honored to have Seth and Bethany Mandel. Seth is with the New York Post, and you basically, anything on the editorial pages, he's responsible for it being there. And Bethany is a senior writer for The Federalist and other great organizations. Read them. I'll link to them. Tweet them. Facebook them as well. Kevin McCullough.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys.
Radio Night Live,
boys,
Kevin McCullough, not in a very festive mood tonight. Normally on Saturday nights we have a lot of fun, but tonight a very somber edition of the program. New breaking updates from London and what is happening there. According to Ekin Karazin for the Daily Mail, three of the five have been killed. Three of the five attackers have been killed. We have two of them that were shot in just outside of a pub in the Borough Market area. by a marksman, a police marksman, I guess, is who they're referring to. And then another man was shot as well, but in a different location. The remaining two suspects are on the run at large, and this explains why there was such kind of panic in the voices of those that were telling others to get down and to get back so aggressively. If you're watching television coverage a couple of hours ago, you saw London police get really, really just brusque with people, and that's not usually the situation. And they were doing that to extend the cordoned off area of Borough Market around not only the market, but also London Bridge. So there, three of the five appear to have been killed. The other two still on the run, and they are desperately looking for those two as well. That's just the latest. 20 injured, 7 dead. Multiple reports now of eyewitnesses saying that people had their throats slashed and other stabbings as the attack went on. 20 injured continue to be treated in local hospitals. 6 different hospitals have been used in the recovery of those injuries. Kevin McCullough is my name. Seth Mandel is with the New York Post. He's the editorial director there. And Bethany Mandel, his beloved bride, is a senior writer at the Federalist. And they just, their kids are going to win all the Edward R. Murrow Awards that they can someday, because they're just going to have no choice to when you got two parents in the biz. Thanks again for being with us. And guys, the reason I booked you is because I wanted to have, you know, kind of a laid back conversation. I'm sure Bethany didn't think it was so laid back, but you guys had a really cool story to tell about the birth of your most recent child, and it made news. I know it made news here in the New York City area. It was on the front page of the Post, I believe, Seth. But it was something that I thought that my national audience would get a kick out of as well, because we're very pro-family around these parts. So who tells the best version of this story? Bethany, let me ask you, for people that weren't there, how did it go down?
So my son was 2 days late, and the day after my due date, it was Thursday. I made Seth drag me to the hospital, not once, but twice, thinking I was in labor. And you'd think, you know, he was my third kid, that I would know what labor felt like. But both times I was convinced, and by the time I got to the hospital, I was not really in labor. So over the course of Thursday night, overnight, I was having contractions, but they weren't really that bad. I was, like, sleeping through them, and Seth and our oldest daughter were in bed with me, and nobody woke up, so they obviously really were not that bad. Friday morning at around 7 a.m., my water broke in bed, and I jumped up and said, okay, we got to go. It's go time. And we jumped in the car, put towels on the seat, and it became immediately clear, I think before we even got in the car, that it was going to be a close call. And while we were driving, I was screaming, you know, we're never going to make it. We're never going to make it. Oh, my God. And yelling at Seth to be a more aggressive driver, because he's not really that aggressive. And then we hit rush hour traffic, and I just could not push.
Yeah.
So I screamed at Seth, he's coming. He's coming. Pull over. And thank God he believed me. There was a couple of people that said to me, no, there would have been husbands that would have, are you sure? I don't know. We should just keep on going. But Seth heard it in my voice and had seen me birth two other kids and knew I meant business. And so he pulled off into a gravel parking lot of an automotive shop that wasn't yet open. And he ran around the other side. And by the time he was at my feet in the front seat, he was, I think he was crowning, and he was born within a minute or two after we pulled over. And Seth was on the phone with 911, and 911 rolled up a couple minutes after that. First the police came, and then EMS, but by the time they got there, we were just taking pictures.
So Seth, you full on delivered your third child.
Full on, yeah. He's unmuting his phone.
He's not answering. So Seth, for you,
I just
go ahead. Well, your side of the story. We got 30 seconds.
Yeah, no, it was, I mean, that was basically what happened. It was, there was not a lot of time to think or get lost in your own head. It just, Bethany waited until it was really, I mean, she did not want another false alarm. As she told you, there had been two, I guess you could call them false alarms in 24 hours. And when she said he was coming, she was right. And by the time I got over to the other side of the car, I had my phone.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect Dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all Dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchase of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us live from New York. Normally, a bit of fun we have on Saturday nights. Tonight, not nearly as much because of the terror attacks. Though I will tell you, if you thought you had a bad week, you didn't have anything compared to what Bethany and Seth Mandel had just a few weeks ago when giving birth to their third child. Bethany, is it number three? I think it's number three for you guys.
Yeah, he's our third.
Yeah, and you got your boy, Seth. So this is a good day, right? I mean, that's every dad wants the boy. But did you? I mean, the idea that you were going to welcome him to the world in a gravel driveway of a mechanic shop probably was not what you had anticipated. In fact, Bethany, I think you tweeted something yesterday about when you called to get the birth certificate for the county where he was born. They asked where, and you said, on the highway, and they said, oh, you're that one.
Yeah, it's such a small township that I don't think that they've ever really seen birth certificates.
Yeah.
so they are so unaccustomed to doing that they really, I don't even know if they have the right equipment. I've been calling them for the last month trying to figure out if they are able to actually issue it, and the jury is still out.
the beauties of government and all the layers of bureaucracy. Well, it's gonna be a great thing that this child was safe and healthy and whole, and we're trusting that everything has gone well. I mean, you're obviously back at it on all fronts, I guess.
Yeah, I'm actually holding him right now, and he's a very, you know, you would never know because he came into the world so fast and furious, but he was very chill once he got here. It was just a matter of actually getting him into the world. But, you know, our second kid was this is our second son, our first son. So maybe it's a boy Mandel thing, but our first son was born in 90 minutes. And I just so happened to be at the hospital when he was born, when I went into labor.
Gotcha.
Cause there was a couple warning signs that my midwives wanted to check out. I think I more than Seth sort of anticipated that this might be a really fast birth and it might be a close call. So I had been joking for months that we were going to have a baby on the side of the road, and then we did.
See, this is why we should not joke about childbirth. There's just, in fact, my bride and I were talking this last week. There are so many things related to pregnancy and marriage and childbirth overall that It's just a better topic never to joke about, because the landmines with which you can either make something prophetic come true or just insult people that are going to be mad at you is too easy to do. Anyway, having said that, you guys have an interesting story because you're both writers and you're both, very highly aware of world events. What is that like for your marriage to be the editorial director of the New York Post and to be a writer for very esteemed conservative sites and others, Bethany, that you've written for over the years? Is it something that enriches your relationship? Is it something that adds a competitive spark every now and then? How does that element of your life fold into the existence of your family and your day-to-day routine?
I think it's really nice. We actually used to work together at Commentary in the same office before my daughter was born, and we were together 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for 2.5 years.
Hmm.
It was awesome. I got to wake up next to my best friend and go to work with my best friend and have lunch with my best friend. The sort of overlaps in our professional lives are also great because we play to each other's strengths and weaknesses, I think, really well. I'm a better sort of networker and social person, and Seth is an amazing editor. I get sort of the more emotional writing done better, and Seth does the analytical stuff really well. So we play off each other's strengths really well, and there's never really been competition outside of the fact that Seth recently surpassed me in Twitter followers, which sort of annoys me because I got him on Twitter. But he's become hysterical on Twitter.
I will totally second that. In fact,
yeah.
When you told me that he was on, I finally added him. And Seth, I got to admit, and those at work, those of us at work in this industry, in the public commentary space, we like to start fights and we like to pick at people, and there's just thing. So at 3 a.m., you know, if the president's tweeting, it's easy for me to imagine that happening because I'm often awake at 3 a.m. trolling people's Twitter feeds going, what's going on out there? But there will be times where I will hit five or six Seth Mandel tweets in a row that I'm literally shaking the bed, and my wife will be like, would you put that down and go back to sleep, please?
Yeah, he's hysterical. I mean, for a long time, Seth was reserved on Twitter, and I told him, you know, you should really be yourself on Twitter because you're hysterical. And recently he's sort of unleashed it. I think since going to the Post, and that sort of his sense of humor fits well with the Post.
Yeah.
But he is so funny, and I check Twitter throughout the day from home. I mean, I will sort of say that I think my Twitter following has not surpassed Seth's because I'm not tweeting as often. I'm not sitting at a desk all day, so
yeah, she's not,
if I had the opportunity,
Seth,
I would.
She's not competitive about this at all, is she?
No, the funny thing is that she got me, I should say, she got me on Twitter, and I didn't even understand what it was or the power of it. I've never been on Facebook. And she, at a juncture in our lives where we were making changes in our careers and where we were living and stuff like that, she got me on Twitter. And, I think that it was, when the first, flotilla or something happened in Israel. And mm-hmm. I remember, she got me on Twitter and she, you know, told, gave me a few tips, and I started tweeting about the day's news. And then I started getting, requests to come on TV and talk about the flotilla.
I'm saying,
like,
yeah,
on Twitter for so she, you know, she had sort of opened the gates. I had no idea what I was missing or how to use it and how important it would be to my career. Now I see it as a, you know, not just networking, but really as a news feed and it, even as itself.
Well, even tonight,
so, yeah, my success is due to her.
Yeah. Well, even tonight in London, all of the traditional news organizations are trailing the Twitter feeds of people that were in the attacks, and citizen journalism is going to continue to increasingly play a role. And when you have someone like Donald Trump who's willing to embrace that kind of medium on such an aggressive level, it's going to only encourage it even more so. Mandels, thank you for being here. Thank you for staying up late with us, and please come back.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
I love sporting events, the atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchase of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're watching on Biz Television or online or anywhere else, I don't know where else you would be watching, but if you were watching somewhere else, that's the Brooklyn Bridge and the Queensboro Bridge, two famous bridges, not quite as famous as London Bridge, which is the site of tonight's very serious series of events, and we are saddened at the loss of life there tonight and continue to stand with the families of the victims and the victims themselves who have come through the other side of this. Friends, there's some really obvious things about what's happening here that we need to keep in mind. Seven people dead, 20 injured, two jihadi terrorists on the run. They killed three of the five. But the other two, they have not captured yet. And so one thing that we should do tonight is pray for that. Pray for that little bit of justice as we go through the next 24 hours. Frank is calling from Iowa. Hello, Frank. Thank you for your patience.
Hey, thanks, Kevin. I was like you. I was ready to unload on Kathy Griffin tonight, but I guess I'll turn my frustration and energies towards two groups. Basically, leftist Democrats who seem to basically just want to coddle and tolerate radical Islam and take every one of these opportunities to turn it on an attack on the Second Amendment, and people like these judges who want to block Trump's travel ban to try to keep country safe from individuals like this. But the one that kind of irritates me a little bit more is the deafening silence of quote unquote the peaceful Islam. I mean, if Islam is really a religion of peace and not a Trojan horse, why isn't peaceful Muslims eradicating this stuff and purging this stuff out of their religion? Yeah.
Well, it's something. It's an excellent point, and it's something that Trump challenged them on directly when he was in Saudi Arabia more than a week ago, and he said, "Look, if the world is going to survive the scourge that this cancer is, the peaceful Islamic world have to be the first line of defense. You've got to stand up to it before anybody else does." And along those lines, I think there are some people that believe that that is in fact the case. I think that the royal family in Saudi Arabia believes that. I think that the younger prince who is going to replace the king believes that. But it is going to be incumbent upon Muslims who don't want to die themselves to stand up to those who will kill them. And they're killing them in larger numbers than they're killing the rest of us. 9 out of 10 deaths caused by terrorists take Muslim lives. And it's something that until they're willing to fight back, it's going to be hard for almost anybody to. But good point tonight, Frank, as always. Thank you. The whole rampage tonight lasted a total of 8 minutes. And some 20 people severely injured, 7 dead, and just horrific, horrific brutality shown throughout the markets and also on the bridge. Pedestrians mowed down on London Bridge tonight and stabbed across that area of London. I'm Kevin McCullough. Thank you for letting us be with you tonight and to give you the very latest. We will be back next week, and we hope you will be too, here on Radio Night Live.
Stand the ghost of a chance with you.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.